This is Mark Silvestri, and you are about to experience the Top Cow Chronology Project.
Hello, everyone. Jace from the Comic Source presents the Top Cow Chronology Project. I have a real treat for everybody. We're talking with the man himself, Mark Silvestri. The reason this podcast exists. And, you know, before I say anything else, let me say this. Mark Silvestri is one of the nicest and most approachable creators you will ever meet at a convention. He'll tell you, he's always the last one to leave. You know, security's, you know, kicking him out. And I can vouch for the validity of that statement. You know, he was supposed to be done at 4 o'clock at the Top Cow booth on Sunday. We didn't even start our interview until after 5 because, you know, he was sketching for fans and interacting with fans, you know, which I was totally fine with. You know, I understand that that's the way he is, and was happy to wait to get this interview with him. And yeah, it was, you know, 5:30, and security was like, all right, you got to go. And, you know, Mark and I were still talking. So just the amount that he cares about his fans and his supporters, people that read the Top Cow books, is just amazing. You know, you don't see too many other Image founders out there doing what he does for his fans. So, you know, I thank him from the bottom of my heart. You know, it's really easy to do what I do on the Top Cow Chronology Project and promote his company and promote his books and care about his books, simply because he cares so much. So I'll let you listen to the interview. It was a lot of fun, and I'm a huge Mark Silvestri fan, obviously, and if anything, him taking this extra time with me at the end of the show just really solidified that. So without further ado, here's the man himself, Mark Silvestri, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace from the Top Cow Chronology Project. I'm here talking to the inspiration for the podcast, the reason it exists.
What?
Mark Silvestri. How was your convention, Mark?
Oh, that's great. You know, it's San Diego Comic-Con. It's the heart of pop culture. And it's fantastic. It's got an energy of its own. It's you become part of it. It's like a living, breathing organism.
Right.
You know, regardless of who you are, when you walk in the door, you're San Diego Comic-Con.
Right on.
And you're a geek, you know, to the fullest extent. So it's been great for us.
Okay, I asked Matt Hawkins the same question yesterday. What is the state of Top Cow right now? How do you feel about this company that you've built?
Oh, you know, I'm happier now with the company and what we're doing than ever. We're having more fun than, honestly, I've ever had since the beginning of Image. Part of that is, you know, we still, after all these years, have maintained the freedom to do what we want. We're doing more diverse books. We have more diverse talent working with us, and that experience has been just phenomenal. And the fact that the audience now in comics is so diverse and so broad and so open and welcoming, I think everyone who creates comics, publishes comics, or is into comics should be thankful for that. You know, so right now we're happy that we can do projects that maybe a few years ago people would not have cared about, that necessarily aren't superhero-y type stuff.
Right.
Things like Think Tank and Postal are great examples of that, where we can just really have a good time telling human stories. You know, and I think comics as a whole is just benefiting from this new influx of people, young people that have never been interested in comics, women, the women coming into comics both as fans and creators is phenomenal. Love that. So we're just thrilled.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that talent you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I know Top Cow as a company prides themselves on finding talent in unique places.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's you scouring DeviantArt or Facebook or doing the talent hunt. And I suppose it's just the nature of the industry. You bring people in and then the big two notice, but then they always seem to circle back around.
And, you know, we're fine with that. You know, it became a paradigm that we went, you know what, that's just how it is. Right. It's like you can't blame anybody. You know, and we're not, we're so sensitive to creator rights and creators that who am I to tell somebody, no, you can't do that.
Right.
That's that's against the whole image thing, right?
Yeah.
That's against the whole
philosophy. That's kind of the point, right?
Right. And I'd be kind of, you know, talking BS. You know, it's like if I'm going to talk, I got to walk the walk.
Right.
You know, if I want my freedom, I got to allow other people to have that. Hopefully they stick with us forever and ever. But if not, I get it. You know, and like you said, they kind of come back around because they go, you know, I want to try that creator-owned thing.
Right, right.
You know, or it was so much more fun to be with you guys.
Right.
You know?
Not have so much puppet strings, let's say.
Yeah, you know, like Ultron. You know, it's like no strings on me. And, you know, for us, it's like, there was an adjustment period, you know, that was years ago.
Right.
It was like, what do you mean you're going over there?
Yeah.
It's like, but now it's like, okay. What can we do to keep you here right now? It's like, no, you really want to draw Spider-Man or whatever it is because it's your heart's desire.
Right.
If you were a kid, I don't have Spider-Man.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
I don't want to, like, deny that to you. You know, I have my favorite characters that aren't mine.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's great, and I love young talent and discovering it and just being blown away by how good they are. You know, especially today with the social media and the fact that you've got, as a creator or as an artistic person, you have literally unlimited amounts of inspiration out there.
Right.
At the click of a button. You've got tutorials, you've got people you admire who are on social media, you can pick up tips. I mean, I found so many people that I just can't believe that I never would have found because they were not in books.
Right.
You know, they probably would never have been in books, you know. And it's fantastic.
You
know,
you mentioned in the panel yesterday, if you want to be a comic creator, artist, what have you, there is no excuse. And what I found interesting was I had an interview with Mark Brooks yesterday. He used the exact same words when I asked him about how maybe you would take your career to the next level
and
getting started. And he said the same exact thing. You can self-publish online. There are no excuses.
None. And again, it's like... maybe there was some excuses before, you know, it's like, because there was a cost involved.
Right.
Even though it was minimal. But now there isn't. You know, now the cost is some time, you know, which you need to put into it.
Right, exactly.
Then you don't
what do you do? Right.
You know, it's like, you can't do this part-time. You've got to do it full-time, at least for a little while.
Right.
Right? Take a break from your job or whatever. Power down. You know, learn the craft. And get it out there. But get it out there. You know, people, we will find you. The word gets out.
Yes,
with talent, the word gets out.
Talent
people
wins
start
out.
Talking about you.
Exactly.
You
know?
So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's change gears a little bit here. Witchblade's ending.
Yes.
Coming up soon. That's got to be a little bit bittersweet. It's been around for a long time.
It is bittersweet, but, you know, I think to a certain degree that sometimes characters run their courses.
Right.
You know, and we kind of been feeling for a while that we need to freshen up this concept of this
play. Right.
You know, and again, there's a whole generation coming back into comics, or rather coming into comics for the first time, and you kind of have to service that.
Right.
You know, and you have to make a choice. Like, well, do you really want someone to have to buy 200 issues or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you love something so much that here's a fresh audience.
Right.
Let them enjoy what this is. The people who've been following it forever, you know, it's like they can jump on again.
Right.
You know, because it's Witchblade.
Right.
You know, and the concept works. And the characters that we're going to bring in will work. You know, but for now, it's like, all right, let's do a little freshen up. You know, we're not really calling it, we got to reboot it.
Right.
You know, it's not like the Spider-Man movies that reboot Spider-Man after 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not a generation.
Right.
You know, it's like we've been doing Witchblade for 20 years. All right, so now this new blood coming in, new audience. Yeah, it's a perfect time.
Yeah, so take a step back, let it sit for a while, and then approach it with fresh eyes after
let it percolate. When we put it out, it's going to be pretty spectacular because we're spending some time on it. And but it is bittersweet. You know, it's like one of our children is grown up and gone to college.
Well, another one of your series is probably one of my favorites. When I reviewed it on my YouTube channel, I called it an instant classic, Rise of the Magi.
Oh, you like? Oh, good. Yes.
Is there any news on that front?
We will be completing that. It's finished. The rest of the series is finished. We're going to be putting that out as a collected graphic novel.
Oh, awesome.
Essentially. And I love the way the story concludes. And it's still open for sequels, which right we'll be looking at as well. I love the concept. It's one of my favorites. And I think people who have been following that book are really going to like where Asa and April and everyone wind up.
Cool.
You know,
and
the frog, of course. Because I'm one of those people that really hates bad endings.
Right.
You know, it literally spoils everything for me. Uh-huh. I don't care how good something was beforehand. If you fail to nail the landing, you lost it.
Right.
You're on the Olympics. There goes your perfect 10. You know, you blow that landing, you unstick it, done. So for us, like, I'm really happy with how it winds up. And I think in the format of the collected editions format, I think people who haven't read it yet will pick it up, because there is a big audience like that who just waits for the collected editions, and I think they'll be happy with the whole thing, because it reads really well one after the other.
Yes, it does.
And
Swimming
Yeah,
it's torture waiting month to month, so at least it's all coming out.
It is coming out, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know exactly the date.
Okay, fair enough. I follow everything you guys do, so
awesome.
I'll be sure and let you listeners know as soon as some news drops.
Right, yeah.
Not to get too philosophical or date you at all, but do you ever look back at what you've built? And this is really something that you've done here. Jaden and I, one of my co-hosts, we were just discussing last night that out of all the creators, I'm not going to name names, but you're here at your table, you know, the Eric, you know, Todd does a little.
You just named the name.
I'm sorry.
Edit.
Beep. Yeah, I'll beep that out. I will. But you're here for the fans. Yeah. I mean, you were supposed to be done at 4. It's after 5 here.
I'm always the last guy out of here. The lights are off. The security is like, God, I want to go home. Okay, yeah. Dude. You know, but look, I appreciate the fact that people care. You know, it's like and if it's one book, you know, if it's a ratty Cyberforce issue that's been used over and over, it's like, I almost get tears in my eyes. Like, thank you. You know, it's like, thank you for allowing me to do what I love to do, and thanks for liking it. You know, and so for me, every single fan that comes up, it's like, I said earlier, it's like, that's like a mini celebrity to me. You know, it's like, to me, you're like a celebrity. You know, it's like you allow me the freedom to do things. You're embracing geekdom. You're hardcore. You're a fan. So as much as I can, I like to engage. You know, sometimes you don't have the time, but
right.
I like to engage. And how are you doing? You know, like, what are you into and all that? What am I gonna do? Am I gonna wander around and like wait for people to come up to me? It's like, no. Is I gonna hang out with my crew and we're just
a great crew you have.
And there's an awesome
Dylan
crew,
and
you know?
Betsy and Elena.
Yeah.
And Matt.
They make it easy for me. You know, they do all the heavy lifting. Thing, you
right.
know, it's like I just sit here and sign and have a great time. You know, it's like so I'm very, very appreciative, and we have amazing cosplayers that come by and support, and I'm just blessed and thankful to be in this business. And you know, maybe it's a slight digression, excuse me, but you know, I've been able to dip my toes in other advantages to this business and blessing in this business is I've been able to be involved in movies and TV shows. You know, we had a couple TV shows.
Right, yeah, Matt talked about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, two great video games, and we have stuff coming up that we haven't announced yet, and it's like, it's great. You know, it's gravy, it's fun, it's like, oh man, it's great to sit in an audience and see people react to things, and you know, it's fantastic. And I can say this complete clarity and honesty, there is no better creative outlet in the world to tell your stories than comic books. That's just it.
I agree.
I
think there's a comic out there for everybody.
There is.
Just a matter of matching up the right story with the right person. I think everybody should be reading them. That's why I do what
that's
I do.
That's it, right?
And
exactly.
That's why you do what you do.
It is. It's like if I had an idea tonight, a few months from now, it'd be in print. For a relatively small amount of money.
Right.
You know, I can't do that with a movie. Are you kidding me? Hey, I got this idea, Steven Spielberg. You know, do you got a spare $100 million on you? And I want to get started next week. Is that cool? You know, no, it's not going to happen. Under the best of circumstances,
right.
It's a crapshoot. Right? And, you know, careers have been ruined when something doesn't work.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you look at the Hollywood wreckage and you go, ew. You know, video games too is like, wow, that's kind of a nightmare business. You know, everyone's all tense because of the money involved.
Yeah.
You know, and I get it.
Here, I'm taking
off. You know, and I love that stuff. I'm just happy I'm not responsible for it.
Right.
You know, it's like I can just have the fun. Right. It's like, oh, we have the fun meetings. You know, it's like, oh yeah, you know, darkness does this and this, and it's, oh, this is cool. And they do the hard, dangerous stuff. You know, but in comics, yeah, from A to Z. Yeah, it's right. It's in house. We have our meetings when we want it to. We have lunch and talk and drinks. Like, oh, what if we did this? Okay, you know, and a couple months later, there it is. So it's great. It's great.
Looking down the line, what do you hope that your legacy is? What do you hope, both you and Top Cow as a company? Where would you like to? When people look back on it, let's say 50 years from now, I know it's kind of a big philosophical question.
You know, I'll be an old man in 50 years, but I'll still be around doing comics. But no, you know what? The legacy for me is like, look, if we're still entertaining people way after I'm gone, you know, it's like that's amazing. You know, when you would think about like this, I mean, this is a high reach. Trust me, I'm not comparing myself, but you know, Disney died decades ago,
right?
But people enjoy Disney's stuff more now than ever,
right?
And you know, yeah. Star Wars is going to far outlive George Lucas, and you've got Star Wars fanatics that if they weren't even born yet after these last sequels,
right?
You know, they're kids. You know, and that's beautiful. You know, Frankenstein will live forever. You know, I grew up on Frankenstein,
right.
Dracula.
You know, Wolfman.
Like, and Wolfman, you know, those will live forever. If we can even have a slight effect on people, you know, and just give them a smile, because what we created here is just evergreen, and everyone can enjoy it because the concept is solid and good and entertaining. That's great. And the other thing is Image Comics itself. You know, when we got together and formed Image Comics, we changed everything. You know, and that's one of the legacies that all of us are proud of. You know, yes, Todd and all this, but image, look what we did. And I think that will be lasting forever within the creative community. And I'm proud of that. And I'm proud of Top Cow, and I'm proud of everyone we've worked with. I'm proud of the staff that we have, the passion. That's another thing I love so much about comic books, is the passion in it. Is something that I haven't seen anywhere else, and it's beautiful. Love it.
All right, well, I want to thank you so much for joining me on the Top Cow Chronology Project. Like I said, it wouldn't exist without you, so
well,
greatly
you
appreciate
much.
It. And for all you listeners who haven't had a chance to come to a con and meet Mark, it's something you have to do, put it on your bucket list.
Oh, awesome. Thank you very much.
You bet.